Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, Brachos 31, and on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara have been discussing the concept of having seriousness in the presence of Hashem. When we're serving God, we have to be in a state of awe and trembling and humility, and the Gemara had explained this based upon the verse Gilu Berada, that you should rejoice with trembling, which meant B'makom Gilu Hashem Te'rada, when there is rejoicing, there needs to be trembling, and trembling in the presence of God. And in this context, the Gemara cites a story on the bottom line of Lamed Amud Beis that states Marbrei D'Ravina Avad Hilulo Avrei, that Marbrei D'Ravina made a party for his son. His son was getting married, a wedding party. He saw that the rabbis there were rejoicing excessively. He brought a fancy cup, a very special cup. Rashi says it was a glass cup, a white glass cup. He brought a cup that was very expensive. It was 400 zuz, just to give you a sense of how much that was. 200 zuz would be an iksuva. So this would, an iksuva really could support a woman for 1 year. So this was a cup that was a 2 years worth of being able to support a person. And he took this cup, Vitabar Kamayo, and he broke it in front of them. And Vayatzvu, and then they became sad as a result of that. And the Maharsha explains that he was trying to teach them that a person is like this vessel, which is very expensive, that you are thinking that we're so happy, we're going to be lasting forever. He says, no, that we're like this vessel, which comes from the earth, and just like this vessel can easily break, so too a person can easily die. And what are you so happy about? Remember to be in the presence of God. Indeed, Rav Ashi, Gemara tells us a story on top of 31a, Rav Ashi, Aved Hilulo of Rei, Rav Ashi made a party for his son. The rabbi saw the Rav Ashi at the party of Rav Ashi that they were dancing excessively. They brought a cup, or Rav Ashi brought a cup that was very special white glass. And when Rav Ashi saw that the rabbis were dancing excessively, he took this cup, Usavar Kamayo, and he broke it in front of those rabbis who were dancing, V'atzvu, and as a result of this, they became sad. The commentaries say that this is not Baal Tashlis, this is not considered the violation of wasting something, because the pleasure that they got out of breaking it was, and in teaching people this lesson, was clearly worth more than the cup itself. And that's why they broke it. And so therefore, it does not fit within the prohibition of Baal Tashlis. Amar Leih Rabbanan L'Rav Hamnuna Zutei B'Hilula D'Mar B'Rei D'Ravina. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Hamnuna Zutei at his son's wedding, they said, Lishra Lan Mar, sing us a song. So he said, I'll sing you a song. Vailon demisnon, vailon demisnon. Woe to us. This is the song he's saying. Woe to us that we're going to die. Woe to us that we're going to die. Amri Leih, they said to him, Anan mananane basrech. What should we answer to that? He said, you should respond to that. Hey Torah, vehey mitzvah demagnolon. Where is all the Torah that we were studying and the mitzvahs that we were doing that were helping us in response to protect us from Gehenna, from hell? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Aser lo adam sheimal eschok peiv ba'olam hazeh. A person is prohibited to fill his mouth with rejoicing in this world, as it states, Az yemal eschok pinu ol shonenu rina. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with joy. And when is then? Emasai bizman sheyomru bagoyim higdio Hashem laso semego. Only in the time of the future of the redemption, only then will be permitted. And they said about Reish Lakish, says our Gemara, Hashem yimamav, that from when he heard this, teaching, when he heard this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan that we're not supposed to be rejoicing, from that day on, he never filled his mouth with laughter and rejoicing. what is the reason for this prohibition? What is the reason for this concept that there's a prohibition against rejoicing in this world? So there's two approaches to it. One approach is that this is based upon the destruction of the temple. And since it's based upon the destruction of the temple, then as a concept, because it's based upon the destruction of the temple during the time of the second temple, it didn't apply. But the other approach says, no, it's just a generally prohibition against causing us to forget the mitzvahs and to forget the commandments. And therefore, it's only not going to apply in the time where there's no longer a yetzer hara, when there's no longer an inclination. But until we get to that point, then we have to be very careful not to be excessively joyous. And this, the Tosfos says on the top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Tosfos says that this is the source for the fact that we break a cup at the wedding. And in fact, the idea is to break a expensive cup. The commentaries say that ideally the cup that we break should be the cup that we use over the Sheva Brachos, the cup that we use under the chuppah to make the blessing over the Sheva Brachos. That should be the cup that we use under the chuppah to break. And at the Tanayim, the practice is to break a plate. So some people say, oh, let's just break a light bulb or just a general glass plate. No, there's a specific concept based upon our Gemara of breaking a glass cup at the chuppah.